Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. And we've, you know, this show's kind of been all over the map this evening. We've talked about, you know, things from Ian calling in and talking about his experiences in jail. That's our main host, who's on day 17 of his incarceration for 90 days. Also been, you know, discussed this landmark decision regarding filming of bureaucrats,
public officials,
and things like that. It's interesting. There's a story from Pixic.com about a man arrested at a FEMA checkpoint after video recording a federal guard. It says a conspiracy theorist, and that's, I'm just reading what it says here, who suspected that federal officers were writing down license plate numbers in Colorado had something to do with the earthquake the previous day, was arrested for refusing to provide identification. Apparently, you know, the officers, you know, they asked him for his ID. He refused to give it. In Colorado, one doesn't have to do such a thing. And he asks if he's free to go. The officer says no and arrests him. There's no federal law that requires a citizen to provide identification when asked by a law enforcement officer. And a Colorado law states that the following regarding the issue, a peace officer may stop any person who reasonably suspects is committing a crime. And but all he was doing was video recording them from outside of the FEMA plant, which could not be enough to make the officer reasonably suspect he was committing a crime. Geo, that's the gentleman's name, was charged with failure to comply with a federal officer. Mm. Another one of these catch-all kind of things. And, you know,
failure to comply with something that's an illegal order.
Yeah, I mean, you know, an order that's not necessarily illegal, but it's not illegal. You know, they don't have standing to do this kind of thing, but they do. And I think that this is important for people to hear, not in that we, you know, we've talked about these kind of things over and over again. Obviously, I think that anybody who works for the government should be able to be filmed, and the courts stand by that. I think that place and time do have some kind of relevance in that scenario, but I think that there's too much latitude even given to the cops in these circumstances, and it has a real chilling effect. Even if the cops, the law enforcement drops the charges later because they know they don't have any standing, it's no fun to go to jail.
Yeah, still punishment.
And that's a chilling effect on accountability in a government where it's supposed to be a government of the people. If it's not a government of the people, and it's not, then if it is a government of the people, then the people should be able to have some kind of accountability, show what's going on. I mean, this is just a guy with a camera trying to find out if the federal government had anything to do with the earthquake or whatever it was that he thought was going on. I mean, he's trying to reveal something. And what are these people scared of? It's amazing to me.
So they're scared of transparency. I mean, if if people knew what their government was up to, there'd be a lot less support, although support is eroding. You hear about polls all the time where people don't have confidence in the government.
You know, there's an interesting one. I think it was Rasmussen, and I believe it was 8 or 9%. If you took out, you asked people what whether the government you know, still had legitimacy, was that what did you say?
Had the consent of the government.
Consent of the government.
And I believe it was 16% that said yes. Everybody else was like,
that much is true. 16%, that much is true, which is an incredibly low number. But once you took out what they called the political class out of the poll, it dropped down to like 8 or 9%. Mm. So 8 or 9% of the American people, and I'm, you know, by that I mean people not politicians, real people, believe that the government has the consent of the governed.
Yeah, but the poll is still registered voters, so they don't count people like me who are post-political, who don't want anything to do with the process.
I don't think there's a lot of people that don't vote that are like you that don't vote for that reason. I think a lot of them just don't vote because they don't know what the heck they're doing and you know, just don't care about it.
Well, 2/3 of us in this room don't vote for that.
You guys win. It's a good thing we're not voting on anything. I guess my word goes then. Because
right.
I'm the only one who votes.
Right. Well, you mentioned fear, and I find it interesting. The cops that I've spoken to recently, there was one in the park the other day, and then at the fireworks and out and about, and they all mentioned fear. And I'd ask questions about the vehicle registration, which is how we got into the dialogue. And the next thing they're saying is, well, what happens then if people don't register their vehicles? What's going to happen is you're going to have a hit-and-run driver, and they're going to kill someone.
That happens every day.
Right. And then it was, and what about drunk drivers? Do you think that we should pick up, in fact, John Evans said, do you think that drunk drivers should be picked up? And I said, well, are they swerving? Are they doing anything other than just drinking? And if so, how do you know that? I mean, and they said, well, we have to have checkpoints. And so you want to have checkpoints to see if anyone's doing anything that could potentially lead to someone getting hurt. Well, you better just stay in bed.
Yeah,
don't leave your house.
And meanwhile, they're hurting people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't got my little handy bill of rights. Here it is. So it makes sense, right? Checkpoints make sense if you believe that drunk drivers are dangerous, and I do. But they really run into a problem with an amendment that says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects from unjust and unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. The idea that they can just pull you over for any old reason just to check and make sure you're okay. Hey, how you doing there? Let me see your drive. Driver's license. I mean, this isn't really what. If they can do that, then they should be able to stop you anywhere and ask you anything, and frankly, detain you as long as they want.
Right. And on these stops, they make you walk a straight line, or maybe
if they feel
blood.
Like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they feel like it, and they're teaching cops to take blood, and I think that the drunk drivers cause a real problem. But frankly, the government standing in the way of the new technology that they're looking at here, as far as cars driving themselves, governments are standing in the way.
Right.
If you had this technology, drunk drivers could pass out in the back seat, and their car would get them home.
There was a friend of mine who rode his bicycle from where we lived in Squaw Valley to the lake, Lake Tahoe, this is in California, for the fireworks, because there was a big deal at 4th of July with fireworks, and it's about, an 8 or 9 mile bike ride along the bike path, and he knew he was going to be drinking, so he took his bicycle to be responsible, and he got a ticket for driving a bicycle drunk.
Absolutely happens.
Which is crazy, because what kind of damage could you do to somebody else on your bicycle?
He was on a bike path by himself.
Well, and that much is that's just silly. They tend to go after people for this. I had a cousin who got arrested for drunk driving by sleeping while drunk in a car where the keys were on the wheel well. He had quote unquote active possession. Now, I'm sure he would have beaten it in court, but this was nobody ever takes these things to court, and they're scared of it. It's the time and the money and
so
all that stuff.
So you don't take the plea deal, and we encourage people to nullify.
But frankly, I don't trust juries either. That's what that's what my biggest fear is. What if the jury would have found him guilty? Well, you already said that it was the right thing to do.
Why do you do the accent whenever you're trying to imitate someone that's not real?
Which accent are you referring to?
The one that you were just doing.
That wasn't a dumb guy accent?
Yeah.
I think it was your hillbilly accent.
Uh-huh.
It's a hillbilly accent?
It's
okay.
Hillbilly.
Well, that's what I got as my dumb guy accent. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
And then you've got your German accent that's for the...
I've got plenty of them. Lots of little voices.
The Godfather one.
Yeah, there's that one, too.
Just pull that on a regular basis. That's my government agent one, huh? What, you don't like how we run things around here? You got a problem with it? So,
it's just not right. It's just not right what you're doing there.
That's cute. That's,
I got nothing.
It's your Southern Belle accent. In these circumstances where people are, citizens are recording the public servants, supposedly public servants, and they're getting thrown in jail, I think that this is the issue of the day. And I think that it's one that's really coming to a head, and it's one that the American people can win. And it will truly change how government provides its services. I mean, these are some of this is the ground floor of making public officials responsible for their actions. Once public officials are responsible for their actions, truly responsible, I mean, for their individual actions, the government will necessarily have to shrink in its size, scope, and invasiveness. It would have to provide, quote-unquote, better services to the public. So,
oh, happy day.
It's either that or it blows up and spins itself into insolvency. 855-450-3733.
All of the above.
The roof. Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855 453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Go check out freetalklive.com. We have the listen.freetalklive.com, which is a way for you to listen on, you know, find out different ways to listen. We have live streams, radio options, satellite, webcam, listen lines, all that at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, news.freetalklive.com. We had some kind of server issue with Free Talk Live yet last night, and as a result, the show didn't get put up, and there were some other problems. The website was down entirely. And the best place to go when that happens is Facebook, because we can put status updates there when we're not up and we have no other way of communicating. And you can get involved with all of these things by going to news.freetalklive.com. There's email updates, Twitter, Facebook, all these options, news.freetalklive.com. If you're a cigarette smoker, you know that cigarette smoking is not good for your health. Your lungs were not designed to inhale combusted plant material. There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com, a pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth, no smell, no secondhand smoke, no smoke at all. You can use it just about anywhere. There's free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers. They're about $69 or something like that, so you'll get free shipping also. Just have to use coupon code FTL. You can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com. Use coupon code FTL, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. Let's go to, apparently the Massachusetts State Police has shut down a 12-year-old's green tea stand. You know, they've been it's been lemonade stands all along, a rash of shutdowns across the United States, and now it's a green tea stand. From Forbes.com. It's not exactly a lemonade stand, but it'll do. Christopher Carr's 12-year-old stepson had set up a smoothie and green tea stand near the house when they moved back to the States after the earthquake in Japan. After they'd set up shop, Christopher took his daughter back inside to get some lunch, leaving his son to manage things at the stand. After my daughter finished eating, and as we approached the end of our street where the drink stand was, I could see from afar the sign was pulled up and put away. The cooler was shut with everything which we had so carefully arranged on the tray table put away, and my stepson was huddled up and sitting in the rail, staring out between his knees at the ocean. What happened? I asked when I got down there. Wondered if he'd gotten discouraged and that no one was buying his drinks, or maybe no one could understand his accent, or maybe he was just lonely down there by himself. The police told me to pack up and go home, he said, or more accurately, I discovered after making a few phone calls, the town police swung by and wished him good luck, and then afterwards someone in brown came by and made my stepson stop selling drinks at the end of our street because this required a permit, and my stepson did not have a permit to sell drinks. After hearing a little more from my stepson and talking to the town police, I discovered that it was the Massachusetts State Police that broke up our lemonade stand. After attempting several times to contact the state police, who do not care what your opinion is, I reached only answering machines. Apparently having someone on call on weekends is not in the Massachusetts State Police budget, but breaking up lemonade stands is somehow cost-effective. This may be the first case of state police shutting down a kid's green tea stand, but the list of lemonade stands being closed down by various government agencies is long and growing. It's growing every week, it seems like. Lemonade stand shutdowns may not be the same violation of liberty that are no-knock botched SWAT raids or the incarceration of innocent people are, but they reflect the same mentality. It's the mentality that needs reforming, and it's no simple task. They've got a link here for lemonade stands and stuff like that. And it's amazing. I think that the average person in the United States believes that it ought to be a right of a kid to have a lemonade stand.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of parents would be outraged because they have to, they would have to go to this, like, city hall and get permission. No parent is going to do that I know of. But then suddenly at some age, it's okay, and you're supposed to get permission. So I think this is a great way to teach kids about liberty, entrepreneurship. And I think it's great that there's so much support and so much outrage whenever the police, the law enforcers act like this.
There's an interesting book written by a libertarian from New York, I believe, called The Walton Street Tycoons. And it's about how kids can get away with more entrepreneurial stuff than adults can because they're just not required to get the permit, sort of from a social convention. But apparently that social convention's changing. Apparently those people in the government believe that now it's a requirement of everybody to get permits, the young and the old. Because, I mean, you can kind of, I don't know why it is, but it kind of makes a certain amount of sense in our culture that an adult, you know, just setting up a lemonade stand in the old place would have to have a permit to do such a thing. But a kid doing it, it should just be cute.
Well, there was in Keene Central Square today, there was a friend of mine who was selling cookies, didn't ask permission or anything, totally an agorist venture, and he sold out. So hopefully we'll see more and more of that, people just not asking for permission.
Well, you know, you say, Mark, that adults, we just don't expect that sort of thing. I do. I mean, I think it just doesn't occur to me to have to ask permission for really anything, and that's sometimes why I get in trouble.
I think we've as adults, you know, sort of the popular zeitgeist is people believe adults need permission. I'm not saying
it's
true.
No, it's not always. For example, when my kids went to school back, 15 years ago or whatever, 10 to 15 years ago, there was a lot of fundraising that went on at the school.
Yeah. Okay.
And so one thing that we would do is we would make lasagnas and sell them for $25 a piece at the school at this, you know, big fair we did or whatever.
Thanks, I'm already a little hungry.
and so they were not made in a FDA supervised permitted kitchen, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the school was right across from the fire department and the police came and they bought
lasagna.
Yeah, they bought lasagnas too and everything. And so that was for, you know, fundraising for charity kind of thing. So I think it's context.
Yeah.
You know?
It's context.
Yeah.
The pancake breakfasts and things that churches do on a pretty regular basis.
And fire departments.
Yep, fire departments. They'll do spaghetti dinners. My fire department every year does this huge chicken barbecue thing. Huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like, you know, there's so many chickens there. It's like a chicken dachau. I mean, there's so many of them there, and they
running around before you cut their heads off.
No, they're not live. But I mean, it's just amazing how much chicken they cook. And you know, I don't think that do they have permits? No, it doesn't seem like they would have.
Well,
permits.
Even if they got permits to get permission,
I don't know who they get a permit from.
They still don't have it in a permitted kitchen.
Yeah,
you know, that's sterile and hygienic according to the laws and the ordinances.
Converted smoker things,
right? And so at some point they're violating their own ordinances.
Yeah, I don't think you can make chicken that's as good in a regular sort of, you know, kitchen as these ones. I mean, the smoker thing is, you know, it's so seasoned and, you know, the stuff that comes out of it. I mean, people literally come from miles and miles around to go to this to be able to, and it's the one fundraiser a year, which shows just how successful it is. So I think that this is it's an issue that people are getting behind. The news stories are piling up. It's really only started in this last year, and it's something that everybody can do to give a push back to the state.
Yeah, they go to eliminatefreedom.com to learn more.
Thank you. 855-450-3733.
Life Before the Collapse, final LP by the Las Vegas.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people?
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark.
And Jason.
And Michelle.
You know, I'm so bad at doing these introductions. Still getting my legs underneath me here. This is what we're working on week three of Ian being incarcerated.
You're doing great, Mark. Thank you. You're so fabulous. You're wonderful, Mark.
My self-esteem is so much better now.
You're doing great.
People like you.
You're special. I'm a unique snowflake. I'm told. Social Security versus private retirement accounts. Professor Anthony Davies analyzes Social Security through the lens of a typical 22-year-old American. Assuming Social Security is completely solvent, the expected return on investment is far lower than a private account. Go check out this video. I picked this up because I thought it was very important and well done. It's at learnliberty.org/FTL. It's one of the favorites that I've put up there. Take this video. Share it with your friends and family. Show them the fallacy that is the Social Security. Put it up on your Facebook. It'll start conversations. It's a great video. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. And I have to apologize to Benjamin. I didn't have I didn't see that his call was here, and it's my fault completely. Benjamin in California.
Oh, no need for apologies. I just wanted to talk to you guys about how exciting it is to have the First Circuit Court mm-hmm. said that it's okay to film police in public.
And the only place the First Circuit Court's binding is in New England, just to be clear, Benjamin. I can see you're calling from California.
Yeah, but I mean, it sets a precedent.
It sure does.
It will help us in other parts of the country.
Specifically with your situation, because you were arrested for filming while on a bridge wearing a V for Vendetta mask, right?
Well, obviously they're not going to say we were arresting you for filming, but, you know, I would contend that that was their reasoning for searching for charges.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the idea that you can't, the charge for wearing a mask in public apparently has to do with you obscuring your identity, and you offered to, give identifying information to the cop and show them
your face. The law they cited has to do with, like, you're a felon on the run.
Yeah,
you're trying to hide who you are. You know,
you're a bandit with a bandana across your face. I mean, you know.
Well, I don't mean to hijack this call, but I have some opinions about wearing masks, and especially the V for Vendetta mask. I consider myself as much of a peace activist as I do a liberty activist, and the character portrayed in the V for Vendetta comic book and movie is not a peaceful person. He's as violent as the government characters. Now, maybe he had better justifications, and maybe a lot of people like him because he was anti-government and directed his violence toward the state, but he's not somebody that I want to emulate and wear that mask. How do you feel about that?
Well, actually, people will generally ask us, you know, what is that mask about? And we'll mention the movie, or we'll mention, you know, Guy Fawkes, and we always make sure to mention, we go, it has nothing to do really with the movie or with Guy Fawkes, because Guy Fawkes was a crazy religious zealot, and had violent tendencies. We wear it just because it's a recognized symbol of resistance to tyranny. And that's
also in the movie, they at the end they show these, all like everybody's wearing the V mask, and it's kind of an idea
solidarity.
Of solidarity, mm-hmm. And to some extent.
I think we need to personalize liberty, and I think we have to show our own faces, use our own names, and just...
You're just saying that because you have pretty eyes and you want everyone to see them.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Cam.freetalklive.com. See the sales dress, too.
And I don't think that we can relate to folks behind masks as well. I just wanted to put that out there.
And when we do activism where we're going to be having personal interactions, we don't wear masks.
This was on the side of the road, side of basically a freeway, where people would have to get a very quick glance, and whatever you're doing, you would have to portray to them quickly. I'm not saying that I think that masks, Jason, I tend to agree with what you're saying. I think that people often find the masks creepy. But in this particular instance, it seems, well, you know, the cars are going by. It's not like they're ever going to get a chance to talk to them. It catches people's attention. It sells the sign that they had up put behind them. You know, that's interesting. There's a little bit of theater involved in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, people go out on the streets with, you know, signs here advertising different stuff, and they'll wear, you know, Statue of Liberty costumes if
sure.
they're doing taxes.
Yeah, dressed like a giant chicken.
Yeah, they advertise right. tax services dressed up like the Statue of Liberty.
I know. It's called Liberty Tax is the business that does that, right?
Yeah, I did an interview with a woman who was dressed up like the Statue of Liberty, and she was hating on the state. It's pretty funny.
That's good stuff.
I think this filming police in public thing, or filming public officials in general, is great. I know there's a counter campaign to the DHS's campaign of if you see something, say something. I think it's done by Injustice Everywhere. And if you see something,
mind your own darn business.
Well, it's if you see something, film something. It's encouraging
right.
the public to start filming everything.
Right, and a lot of people have cameras, you know, in their phones, and it's just so much easier to film. And now that we have the district court, you know, having our back, it's a good day. I'm pretty excited about it.
I'm with you on that one, Benjamin. I think that that's a great idea. If you see something, you should film it.
Yeah.
And that way you've got the, you know, whatever happens. It's not like you're infringing upon anybody or calling law enforcement on them or anything like that. Benjamin, thank you for the call. Let's go to Ed in Tennessee. Ed?
How y'all doing tonight?
All's well.
Okay. Hey, I just want to make a little comment on religion. Religion is regarded by the common people as true, by the wise as false, and by the rulers as useful.
I certainly like that part about the rulers as useful at the end. It just goes to show, that's really the punchline of that statement, and it does go to show how religion has been used throughout history, all different forms of religion, to control people, and it's used with great alacrity. You know, obviously here today in the United States, they use it as a different, they're much more subtle with it, but it's still a culture. Religion is really about culture in a lot of ways, and it's a cultural war against those bad people in the Middle East that are living on top of all our oil.
I'm religious about flossing my teeth every day. I am religious about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be okay.
Yeah.
Hey, also, Ann brought up a very good point, if you remember, you know, y'all's conversation.
I usually try to ignore what he says.
You're so mean.
How many people are in jail for driving violations?
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff is an outrage. That Ann is in jail, I mean, think about that. Dick Cheney's writing books, going around, and he's a war criminal, and Ann is in jail.
Well, y'all keep paying for these
outraged.
People to arrest other people, and then you pay to have them housed. So I don't know what to say. You know, yeah, I'm not contributing money to that. So
I'm just saying it is a sham what's going on for Ann to be in jail, and people like Dick Cheney and all these financial guys that got us into all this mess. I think we need to end the three-strike law for the average person and apply the three-strike law to the financial crooks.
Well, that's all great that you say that and everything. But, you know, if you were to go to a restaurant and you were to eat some oysters that made you really, really sick, you would tell everyone you knew about your experience, and you would never go back to that restaurant. Well, you know,
other people would.
Well, but you would, well, and then they'd get sick, and then they'd stop going, too. But the point is word of mouth, and they would not receive your dollars. So you wouldn't keep going there and getting sick, going, I can't believe every time I go to that restaurant, I get sick. Well, stop going. Well, I think the same would apply to, you know, the government services that are so impotent at best and violent and abusive at worst.
Yeah, government's a monopoly, quote, service provider. They have a monopoly on what they call justice. I think there needs to be a lot more competition in that department. And whether it's getting the word out about who true criminals are, regardless of them wearing a badge or a robe, I think we need to speak frankly about misdeeds. And stop giving them a break.
Well, I think we need to start closing jails down. We don't need any privatization of anything. They need to start shutting them down.
Got to release peaceful people from those cages.
Right. Ed, thanks for the call. Free Talk Live. Click there. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line. You want to help Free Talk Live, spread the message of liberty around the world, around this nation and around the world. Check out shop.freetalklive.com. We have links there that you can do the normal shopping you do online, Amazon, Newegg. Actually, the Newegg goes to support the CD Evolution Fund, which you, Jason Talley, are the chief wahoo of or something like that.
Chief wahoo.
Just got promoted. Thank you.
shop.freetalklive.com. Check out Amazon. Amp.freetalklive.com, where you can more directly participate in the phenomena that is Free Talk Live. You can get some perks and support the show. Monthly contribution of as little as $3 a month, and you'll get the benefits of it. Michelle, what's the Free State Project?
It's an agreement among 20,000 pro-liberty activists to move to New Hampshire, where we will all exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. That's what it says as the mission statement. But then it's clear that once you move here, though, you're no longer a free stater and you're kind of on your own. And so it kind of goes to you have a spectrum of people. You have people that believe, as it says here, in minimal government. We call those minarchists. And then there's the other end, which I think like Jason Talley and myself would call ourselves anarchists or voluntarists. And we don't believe in any government other than self-government.
Yeah, we believe in building strong communities.
Voluntary interaction.
Right, replacing the state, replacing their coercion with voluntary exchange. And it's great to live in the Shire because there's so many people who are also interested in that.
Let's go to Aaron in Ohio. Aaron.
What's up, you guys?
I'm hanging out. Well, how about you?
I'm pretty good. I was listening to Wednesday's night. A Wednesday night show, and you guys were talking about how Adam Kokesh's show, Adam versus the Man, got shut down by the FCC because he supposedly pimped out Ron Paul on his show or something like that.
FEC, yes, and that was the original story. Apparently, that story may have been erroneous. I hope that I made it clear that it was hot news and that may not be true.
Yeah, it's speculation, but those things did happen. I mean, he did ask people to donate to the campaign, and soon after. His show ended on RT, Russia Today.
It supposedly wasn't the FCC violation, but rather the violation of campaign
FEC.
Or sorry, FEC. Thank you. So wait, what is the FEC?
Federal Election Commission.
Okay, okay. I thought you said FCC. I'm sorry. Okay, then yeah, you know what you're talking about.
The FCC too.
And I don't.
So, go ahead, Aaron. What were you?
Yeah, I thought it was the FCC you guys were talking about. I must have got that wrong.
Okay, yeah. So that's what I thought you had said.
There's many of these, alphabet soup agencies out there.
It has to do with the election. It has to do with the election rules and that there was a foreign government supposedly, since it's Russia today, that was backing the campaign.
Yes, apparently the lawsuit's rather spurious, and but I can see how you'd make the mistake. SEC, FEC, and FCC are so
close to feces.
They're full of it. I would agree with that much.
Who cares? Yeah. They'll fuck anyway.
Indeed.
Right.
Anything else, Aaron?
No, I just want to comment how I think it's kind of BS that he got shut down for saying that you should support Ron Paul. Because isn't that kind of a violation of the First Amendment?
Apparently, you don't have the First Amendment doesn't apply to television and radio stations, according to these folks. I mean, if that's so, I could drop the F-bomb. Not that I do that in my daily life too often. There's moments in time, and it's been a little more frequent since Ian's gone to jail. But if I was truly had freedom of speech, I'd be able to say whatever I wanted to on the radio, and I can't.
Yeah. Right. And elections are so heavily regulated that the Federal Elections Commission is going to crack down on
it. The last thing that the federal government wants is free speech surrounding elections.
So the person, if you guys want to talk about this a little bit longer, the person who put this complaint against Kokesh is a guy called Cliff Kincaid, and he runs a website called America's Survival. I actually met him at the Jefferson Dance Party that Kokesh attended also. And he's against Russia Today and the fact that they're a news outlet in America that is critical of the government.
Just like America has news outlets in the Soviet Union.
Right. And so he brought this charge against it, against Russia Today, and I guess maybe it has legs. We'll see.
We'll see how it all goes. Yeah. Aaron, thanks for the call. Michelle, you had some story on Gardasil, Rick Perry.
The Gardasil vaccine, which is supposed to protect women against the HPV virus, the human papilloma virus, which is the most common sexually transmitted disease. It's actually now being given to young teenage boys as well for the same reason, as well as people supposedly to protect against anal cancer. But if this article back from 2009, says 15 million girls had been injected with the Gardasil vaccine, and out of 15 million people, there were only 49 deaths, which didn't seem like a lot. However, that has now been counted as 47, and back then there were 3,500 people that had adverse reactions, and now there are 12,000 that have had adverse reactions. And these adverse reactions aren't just, a headache or flu symptoms. These girls are becoming totally debilitated, it was mandated by the reason why it was brought up. Yeah, again, is because Rick Perry back in 2007 was the first. He was the governor of Texas, and he bypassed the legislature and did an executive order mandating that all girls in the state, sixth grade and older, starting in sixth grade, be given the three series vaccine, so there's a question about his ties to Merck, which is the pharmaceutical company that created it. Yeah,
it's absolutely creepy. When it comes to vaccines, I personally have had two reactions to the flu vaccine. And many times when I've said that, people who are in the sort of medical industry will say, "It's not possible. You're wrong." And when that happens, you immediately sort of shut down, conversation, and it doesn't succeed in convincing anybody of anything. I mean, I know what happened to me. I may be wrong, but that doesn't mean I believe I'm wrong, and just standing up there telling me I'm wrong isn't going to be very effective. And by the way, anybody who would say that I'm wrong about my flu vaccination, please, just go ahead and put your money where your mouth is. Let's put, what's it worth to me? $10,000 of yours into an escrow account. I'll go ahead and I'll take the newest flu vaccine, and we could just bet. I mean, obviously, if you believe in it that strongly, you won't miss the $10,000 when you won't lose your $10,000, so it won't be that big of a deal. I'll put up the shot that I take, and you put up the $10,000. We'll see whether or not I get sick. If so, I'll I'll take the 10 grand. I mean, it's no big deal. The just put your money where your mouth is. You believe so strongly in these vaccines. But, you know, the idea that people can't make personal choices.
Sure.
This was these vaccines were given to all girls of this age in public and private schools. Is that right?
All girls, sixth grade and older.
And that's insane that they could, the government can tell you that you need to take this
vaccine. It's also ironic.
Relatively new vaccine, too.
It's ironic. I mean, you had Bob Constantine. I never say his name right. I always say Constantine, but it's...
Constantine.
Sorry.
A.K.A. Weed Claws.
Okay. Yes. So here he was growing medicine for himself and was arrested and put in jail for doing so, even though he was he's an adult and making a decision for his own health and his own well-being. And yet, on the other hand, you have a governor who is mandating that these girls get this vaccine, and it's killing them. Please, can someone show me one person that's ever died from smoking pot?
Obviously, there's the idea that people can't treat themselves with marijuana is insane to me. But when it comes to drugs, obviously there's going to be side effects. And, if Gardasil is more or less side effects, I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I don't, make these decisions. But I do know that some people are harmed by this. And what is the idea that the government gets to make the relative decision, which is, it's okay that a certain amount of people die because it helps the herd. I'm not the herd. I'm the one guy. And maybe at this point I know that I have been susceptible to one vaccine. The rest of them don't seem to have bothered me, but I don't know. And how can science really say, well, vaccines don't compromise your immune system, or that there are no, side effects in this area and that area? I mean, how do they, obviously they can decide, there's thimerosal here, there's not there, but it's a moving target.
Formaldehyde as well.
It's a moving target for them, I'll admit that. But as a parent, I've got to decide whether or not I want to make this decision for my child. Do I want to get the measles, mumps, rubella, the MMR shot when this stuff is very unlikely to occur? And all of these outbreaks of measles, mumps, and rubella are largely in populations that have been vaccinated already. So either A, the vaccine isn't working, or B, it's it's pointless to take it because everybody else has been vaccinated. I mean, it's this kind of crazy world the parents are put in, and I don't think most of them think about it. They just give their kid over to the doctors, the hospital,
to the specialists, to the experts, the ones that know best.
And sometimes it works out poorly for them, and that's got to feel really bad.
And there's no repercussions against the doctors or the government.
You can't even sue vaccine companies.
Nope.
Free Talk Live.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.